you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Greg Warren, a little later on this morning. Greg's going to phone the program. Got a private show, but he's going to join us and hang out a little bit on the phone. Robert Patrick.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Carrot Top.
Oh, Carrot Top's joining the show, too. Yeah. I like Carrot Top.
Yep.
Is he on tour?
Celebrating, what is it, like 16 years he's been in Vegas as a residency?
Yeah. Wow.
He just stays there and goes to the show, man. That's the best way to tour.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Make people come to you.
Right.
Well, I think it would be hard for him to, he's got all those props.
He did tour for years, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he started doing
that.
Yeah. You're right. It wasn't like he's just going through the... A ton of props, exactly.
Right. Well, just the bag fees alone, flying.
Yeah. Already, you got to limit to 100 pounds of props if you're flying Southwest.
I'm sure.
You'd have to. You'd be like, what's the funniest?
That's a great question. I don't remember him. I mean, I know he toured for years, but I just remember him always being famous, but he had to start a comedy club with four or five things with him. You know?
Yeah. Well, those are among the things we can ask him.
Right. Yeah.
We're talking to him.
Yeah.
He'll answer our question.
Yes, he will.
I can't remember a story about him like losing all of his props at one point, just having to start over completely.
Really? In a fire or something like that?
Yeah, I don't remember if it was a fire, if they got lost or stolen or what. I don't know why he would steal them.
They're at that shop in Alabama where they
all the lost luggage. Yeah.
Somebody stole his trailer full of props thinking it was cool band equipment, and then it was just all the Carrot Top stuff. And
toilet seats.
There's no guitars in here. Crap.
Well, doesn't he have like a big warehouse?
Yeah.
Some sort of.
These are questions we can ask.
Production studio.
We can ask him how big his warehouse is.
Today is National Irish Coffee Day.
Well, that's with the Irish whiskey.
There's some whiskey in there, right?
Does that make it whiskey in there?
Irish coffee? Do you need anything else?
Well, it's...
What if you throw a potato in your coffee?
Yeah, that is not...
Probably tastes like hell.
That's just nasty.
Probably tastes like hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is a specific recipe.
Is it...
It's traditionally black coffee, whiskey, sugar, and whipped cream.
Oh, I didn't know the rest of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's got to be the Irish whiskey, right?
We were at the
can't be
any. We're at Puss's favorite restaurant, that the
Canadian,
the Goat Place, the other night at the bar, and somebody got a hot toddy, and I never knew what was in, except I work with one. What's in a hot toddy? I just assumed it was anything that's warm, but the bartender told me exactly what it is.
What is it?
It's got rum in it.
Oh,
and it's got two things of liquor, and it is warm. Now look it up, Puss, because I and it looked good, like something you want to drink when you walk in from the snow.
But rum
is. But also, it also looked like you get buzzed on it.
The active ingredient.
Yeah, rum's in it. The way they made it was rum and something else, rum and whiskey together, right? And it was hot, like they, you know, it's in a glass and it's warm.
I'm not familiar.
All right, three quarters a cup of water, ounce and a half of whiskey, 2 to 3 tablespoons honey.
Okay.
2 to 3 teaspoons lemon. Lemon round to garnish, and a cinnamon stick.
Okay, this one had rum in it. So
it's just rum.
So that must be their house recipe.
Must be the house recipe, too.
Yeah, this is classic hot toddy.
Okay, classic hot toddy. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
Sounds good.
I think the honey and lemon make that like a breakfast thing.
Plus, I would want more extra shots in that thing.
Well, that's to kind of open you up when you're not feeling well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Give you a little buzz.
Yeah, here's one where you can throw some cloves and nutmeg into it as well.
All right, look good. But I was already drinking something else, so I didn't switch.
Yeah, that sucks. You can't go to the goat restaurant.
I know.
Is that the only warm booze? There's not a lot of warm booze recipes.
No, no.
Not a lot of drinks you serve hot.
No, I guess we've just mentioned two.
Yeah, like the two of them.
Yeah,
like
that's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah, nobody wants a warm tequila.
I guess
with a hair in it.
Some spiked cider.
That would be how you warm that up.
Apple cider with you know, whatever you throw in there.
Yeah.
I believe it's warm gin with a human hair in it.
That's right.
That's the line.
That is a line.
Right. It's from the Kiss cutting room floor. What about warm gin?
No, that won't work.
Warm gin time again.
Go back to your booze there, Ace.
I always liked love it sometimes to do that. We've ended up at the pumpkin patch when it's cold out. You get like peppermint schnapps and hot chocolate.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, yeah.
Anything with booze on is good.
Yeah. That used to be a staple for Saturday mornings before ball games or something.
Yeah.
Peppermint schnapps.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Well, you got your ciders. You can warm those up.
Yeah.
Of the cider family.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I
like the Indian cider. The Deepin. Family. Deepin.
They're not as cool as
kind of cider.
They're not as cool as the Fingerdew family.
The Fingerdew family. It's a big rivalry.
Wilma Fingerdew and the Deepin cider. They hang out together. Deepin and Wilma together.
You'd think they'd get along.
Yeah, they seem like they'd be friends forever.
Wilma Fingerdew was a Deadpool name yesterday, and it's a classic. Oh, the sharding tapeworms checked in. Where'd he pick that from? Our story we did or something like that?
I don't think so. I think he was.
I couldn't read the email because it said sharding tapeworms. Like, oh, God, I didn't want to know.
I think one of us mentioned that we were sharding tapeworms.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That's
really?
Like us.
And he just kind of.
I'm not going to argue. Yeah, you're right.
Probably.
Or one of us was actually sharding a tapeworm.
No, it says the inspiration for the name came from a radio show where the news guy read a horrifying story that the hosts made worse with their commentary and coined the phrase sharding tapeworm.
I wonder what radio show that was.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
That's going to be hard to narrow down.
But what he was most proud of was coming up with a name that was both horrible and readable.
And that we loved.
Yes.
Yes.
So good job.
Yeah, because you don't know. I mean, I hate to do that because sometimes you don't know and you're surprised why we can't read it. But there is a method to the madness, you know.
And we can't tell you until we see it. We can't read that.
Yeah. Like, I mean, really, we don't talk about if minors get, you know, brutal minor story kids, you know. We just draw the line there. That's why the name we can't say that you keep calling Puss About is a pretty brutal name.
Yeah,
Wilma Fingerdew. I want to meet that dude.
I'm going to stop responding to that one.
Yeah, I haven't. Well, I'm figuring you guys already answered it, so I'm not answering it.
I've been answering it.
You just need to stop bringing it up. Because it makes me sad every time I type that.
I haven't typed it yet, because I figured Puss taking care of that. Good, thank you.
And again, to a person, everybody that I have told has gone, oh, no, I shouldn't have asked.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I responded to a couple people, and nobody was like, why can't you say that?
Yeah, they understand.
All right, but Wilma Fingerdew from yesterday. Hope she gets a lot more hits. Classic.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
And thank you to Sharding Tapeworm for checking in, too. I don't know what show that was.
We'd like to hear your backstories.
Sounds like a good format.
And we're done, by the way. It does sounds like something that might win. That's Hall of Fame.
A DC Comics film is set to have a trans character for the first time.
It's Adam and Steve, not Adam and Trans.
And Fauci.
Ivory Aquino.
Get me started Fauci. On Fauci. Sorry.
Our governor. Our future governor's commercial.
Ivory Aquino has been cast in the HBO Max movie Batgirl. As the best friend of the protagonist.
Oh, Batgirl's a trans?
As the best friend of the protagonist.
Has Batgirl got a penis? That's what I want to know.
Both Aquino and her character are transgender. All right. Official release date is set.
Fauci!
The film will also star somebody named J.K. Simmons.
Oh, we love J.K. Really?
Somebody named Brendan Fraser.
Oh, famous people.
And somebody named Michael Keaton.
Oh, wow.
As Batman.
Yeah. And none of them object to a transgender character?
No, because they're going with their lives and don't
care.
They and might not know yet.
Have something to do.
And don't hate.
They got their own business to take care of.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Brendan Fraser's just happy to have jobs again.
And that.
Yeah. By the way, after that grunt, you can throw just any straw man in there.
Bouncy.
Any dog whistle.
Random.
Wish you guys would stop.
Well, you got to do the Yosemite Sam before.
I hates that.
Bouncy.
From neuroscience.news.com.
You don't know how much this upsets me to know Batgirl's a trans. Now I can't masturbate to her.
Or her friend or friend something.
Her friend is.
Oh.
Batgirl wouldn't have a trans friend. It's fake, you a-holes.
Yeah, people will be pissed.
I know they will. That's what I love about it.
Yeah, pissed about fiction.
Yep.
Yeah. Like when they made Spider-Man black.
Bunch of middle-aged dudes burning their capes in their yards. I'm out.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From neuroscience.news.com, from the Society for the Study of Addiction, a systematic review published in the scientific journal Addiction has found that cannabis use leads to acute cognitive impairments.
Duh.
Impairments that may continue beyond the period of intoxication.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read this.
Yeah, and knew that.
There's nothing good about our little habit. Well, my little habit.
Of course there's
the
not.
The study found that cannabis intoxication.
I don't think you should really be bummed about that because it's true.
No, apparently the long-term effects will start setting in any minute now.
You could have said
better
that.
Better be on the lookout.
You could have said that. You could have said that 10 years ago, Todd. You're still existing and performing.
The study found that cannabis
and then
intoxication.
You can't see the long-term effects might mean that they've already taken hold.
Oh, yeah. They have.
Yeah.
They have.
Oh, they have.
You'll be there, Nick.
What?
You're younger than Todd, but you'll be there. You're getting there.
Yeah.
And you're getting there now.
At what age did you
start? Because I knew Todd when he was your age, and he, you know, he's pretty much the same now.
Yeah, it's high school.
Oh, see, I started about 19.
You caught up, though.
I might have been 18.
Don't think that he
freshman
got
freshman year of college.
You caught up a lot.
Oh, yeah. I have.
You remember just before the first time I smoked, you know, your parents are coming to pick you up. So you'll be like, how long does this last? And they're like, you know, 3 hours, 4 hours. And I'm like, I guess it lasts 2 decades.
Yeah, there's nothing positive in that report. Is there, Craig?
The study found that cannabis intoxication leads to small to moderate cognitive impairments in areas including making decisions, suppressing inappropriate responses, learning through reading and listening, the ability to remember what one reads or hears, and the time needed to complete a mental task.
Yes.
That's
true. that inability to suppress inappropriate responses, that just makes you better at this job.
Yeah.
See? There's a positive.
And I don't have an excuse because I don't smoke any weed, really, so I say inappropriate stuff all the time.
Hi, I'm Todd.
Yes, you are, Todd.
They say that cannabis use in youth may consequently lead to reduced educational attainment.
Yeah, that's the thing.
In adults to poor work performance and dangerous driving.
Not in this job.
I'm more likely to blame, like, social media for distraction. Like, I'll get on my phone, I'm going to look at a text.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm going to look something up. And then a text appears. So I get distracted by that text, and then another text, and then I just kind of lose my task.
Now, you can say this about anybody that has...
I get distracted easier.
You can
now.
Say this about anybody that has a bad habit, because, you know, we all drink and you guys get high a lot. But we're talking to most people that do the same thing. it'd be a cool experiment if you go to another world and find out what you would be like if you never smoked weed.
Oh, if there's a guy like me in a parallel universe.
No, it's just you. If you just never smoked weed, I mean, and just all of a sudden,
pothead Todd.
Yeah.
I mean, what you would be different now? I'm not saying. I have no idea.
Yeah, really. Right. I'm trying to picture it.
No, nobody can picture it. I'm just saying that that'd be a good way to.
He'd still be carrying the briefcase. Mm.
No, Craig could
still be. No, I'm saying everything else about him. He just drank beer. He still drank and he partied, but he just never smoked weed. Because weed is the key right here, because he smokes a lot of it, and so does Craig, by the way.
I would be on edge more.
Well, I'm just saying, to see what your personality would be like now if you never got high compared to what you really are now. I think that'd be interesting. You can never figure it out because that's the parallel
universe.
I'd
probably be institutionalized. I think I'd be really angry.
Yeah, well, you're angry now.
You'd still be taking the benzos for that.
Right. Angrier.
I'm not even talking about what you think you'd be. I'm thinking what you might not be angry. You might be doing something completely different than you are now.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, because a lot of jobs you couldn't get high and talk about on at work.
Yeah, he'd be managing a hedge fund if he just never smoked weed.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
But what I have noticed, and this might just be the years taking its toll, mm-hmm. I'll have to go back and read something again, you know, in order to comprehend it to the fullest extent.
Yeah, that's the way.
I think some of that is the attention span changes with.
Oh yeah.
The internet and everything too, and also the weed.
Hi, I'm Todd. I'm tired.
Forgot about that little edit there.
I definitely wouldn't have been the lead singer of a fake heavy metal band.
No, probably not.
I might have been a little weed inspired.
Yeah.
But then there are things.
I just mean you're just not individual.
Your personality.
Just the whole aspect of what your being would be if you never got high. Yeah. We'll never know.
What its real influence on you as a whole.
As a whole.
Was.
Like, yeah. Everything about your personality, what would be different?
It's an interesting question.
Yeah. We'll never know.
Yeah.
But we know that alcohol is not good in long term, neither is weed. We just know that.
No.
But they're also just stuff you do because you want to just exist outside this horrible world sometimes.
2 days in a row now, Craig has reported there's nothing good for you about alcohol and there's nothing good for you about weed.
We never thought there was.
No.
And we don't want to see you without either of them.
No.
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 You're right.
Well, not at this point.
At least for me.
Well, expectations have been set.
Right.
And they need to continue to be met.
But I don't think my memory has deteriorated all that much. There are certain things where
Your short term is pretty bad.
It's
been bad for years, though.
Well, that's just not paying attention.
I know. Well, that's because of weed.
That's not necessarily because of weed.
Yeah.
But you could bring up a trip I took in 2012.
That's not short term.
And I could give you the entire itinerary.
That's not short term.
It was in 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. But I mean, just.
It was.
Maybe,
it was short term, but not long term.
I don't know if it works that way, but it's a good point.
Well, I've always wondered that. How does something become a long term? If you can be like, oh, I don't have any short term memory, then you would have no long term memory. Some things are just kept in the bank immediately.
I think it's memories that aren't a big deal. Like, hey, Todd, I just told you to come in
there. No, it's possible to have that short term memory suppressed and then it comes back to you later on in the form of long term memory.
But I think it's just everyday things. Like, hey, come in here.
Well, don't they say there's some sort of process when you sleep of, you know, your brain. So going, okay, this is something we need to hang on to, and it stores it as long-term memory. And then the other mundane details of the day, it just kind of flushes out.
But they do say that weed hurts your short-term memory. It's what they've always said.
Well, yeah.
And that's just facts. And we don't really, I mean, I can argue with science, you know.
I will. Not effectively, but
no, because you'll forget what you're about to say.
I was sitting in a bar once after eating a second edible, which is where I made my big mistake that night. But I had to be reminded that a girl sitting next to me had just fallen out of her chair like 4 minutes before.
So you lacked a little focus at that point.
Yeah. Well, now the long-term memory is that I'd forgot that. So I still don't remember that happening.
I got a ton of drunk stories myself like that. Even weed stories from back in the day. And other stuff. That you just stop doing.
Cannabis is the third most consumed psychoactive substance in the world.
Shrooms?
So, yeah.
No.
Alcohol.
Number one.
Okay. Yeah,
you weren't thinking alcohol.
Yeah, I wasn't putting that as psychoactive.
And this other one you're not going to think of as psychoactive either.
Alcohol. Oh, tobacco.
Nicotine, yeah.
Nicotine, yeah.
All right. I'll throw them all in there, Nick.
All right.
So everybody doesn't get easily distracted? When you're walking upstairs to do a chore and you think of something else.
It happens.
You take a different direction.
Everybody does that, but potheads do it more.
I do that all the time.
I've known potheads my whole life, and I hang out with them. So I just know that they do stuff that more than other guys do.
It happens to all of us.
I mean, nobody's
perfect with that.
God, no.
It's that doorway thing, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's totally something to that.
Yeah.
Or your mindset changes once you walk through the door.
Don't make that. I remember reading this about people worried about if Alzheimer's is kicking in, things like that. And the definition of can't find your keys is not Alzheimer's. Wondering what the keys are for is Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
I like that definition because everybody forgets their sunglasses on their head and they're walking around the house looking for them. That's my favorite one. And I don't even wear sunglasses on my head. I usually just wear them above my eyes sometimes. And I've done that, walked around the house they're on my forehead. And we've all done those.
Ever done this? Where are my freaking keys?
Yeah, in your
hand. Where are my keys? They're in your hand.
Yeah.
They're in your hand.
I don't know if I've done that.
I do that with my phone.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where I want to do something else with the phone. Right. I'm reading something here. Oh, yeah, I want to send somebody a text. Where's the phone?
No, that's not Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's should be, what's the phone for?
Right.
I had an extreme laziness moment yesterday because we have two remotes.
I do that for my penis once in a while. Where's my penis at?
In your hand.
Oh, it's in my hand. Yeah.
We have two remotes. One like works the cable, and the other one just goes like the apps and stuff. And I wanted
and you're on full of edibles.
I wanted to watch cable, but I couldn't find that. So I'm like, man, I'm just gonna watch something else. But I'm too lazy to look for the remote.
Plus, what we always say after a conversation like that:
don't do drugs, kids.
All right. Dick Harp will tell us that too. Dick Harper's not happy with us when it comes to our extracurricular activities. Greg Warren will check in later on this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcast now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.